Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
I'm going to miss hearing that.
106.1 FM.
I love it, whose voice that was. Atamaria koutou, tai o manawea. Welcome to the Raw Fish Show under the Quilted Bananas program. You're with, I've got so many names. DJ Panda, Lani the Magnificent.
Lani the Fabulous.
Yeah. And we'll stay at kind
of Lani the Felonious.
This is, I have some sad news, but this is my last Raw Fish Show with Quilted Bananas and Stay at Kura, aka the Savo.
Oh, I feel sad. I'm going to miss, you know, how you abused me on the show and stuff. Yep. I'm going to miss all that.
Well, it's so funny because you were up north and you've got a new muku, isn't that right?
That's right.
And so Debbie offered kindly one of the QB crew to tech while you were away. But I felt your presence very strongly during that show.
What, did she do a good job and not muck up?
Well, she was late. Just in the shower too long doing her hair. And I was sitting there going, doo-doo-doo. Turn the mic on. I'm like, well, I don't know if my tech's going to turn up. And then she just came through the door. And then she had trouble with the cable, setting the song up. Oh, it was hilarious. Halfway through the show, I was like, you know, even though she's not here, I feel her spirit very strongly. It was a great show regardless.
Yes, I've taught her well. Sabotage is the way to go.
Oh, wow. So you got a new muku. He's a boy.
He's a little boy. So my niece, niece's niece daughter had a baby. And so all the nans caught the bus down to be there for the, you know, arrival of the baby.
That's so cool.
And my sister came across from Brisbane, but it was meant to be a secret. I didn't know it was a secret, so I told my niece.
That was last month, eh?
That was last month in November. And it was just lovely.
And you've been, like, we were just saying, because like I said, it's been a while since we caught up. You've still got a job? I've still got a job too.
Yay! Every day I've got a job. Yeah. Sweet.
Just like more restructures happening around the place. You know, sending out aloha to the staff or te papa.
Mm.
That's part one, and then part two apparently is in 2026, which is unfortunate because there's not much work around for people to go to.
Totally, you know, like there's very, like, you know, we have budget cuts, which we don't travel, which suits me. But yeah, I think everyone's just feeling the change. Even the city's feeling the change with, you know, shops closing and, you know.
Oh yeah, like since post-COVID, it's like we've never recovered from the pandemic. And unfortunately, when you've got the government, current coalition government in power, and their kind of ideology, it doesn't help when people are really down. Because I feel like they're very harsh in the way they handle things.
Yeah, it's like a barrage of law changes, you know. So I got an email the other day from the Treaty Action Group about, you know, petitions to sign, and there were just so many. I signed as much as I could.
It favours a very, very small percentage of the population. Mm. That, you know, because my last show was very, very political. You know what I'm like. But, equality. Like, where's the democracy? We didn't want that other bill when it went through. So many more bills coming through. Education Minister. Yeah.
Exactly. I suppose, like, I'm thinking, you know, rather than just, you know, discuss it and not do anything about it, like for me, I think like next year I'm going to make a concerted effort to volunteer to, you know, encourage people to join the election roll and then
like
vote.
Last show, or actually the last two shows, because I felt like I hadn't done the last time I saw Debbie, I was talking about Matake, my understanding of it, and I went over, this time around, I thought I'd explained it a bit better and talked. The thing is to encourage people, like, so what can you do? Because I think that's the thing is that we're kind of, like, brainwashed to think that we're powerless, but it's like, no, we're the ones with the power.
Absolutely.
You go to the ballot box. You get enrolled early because with the electoral amendments that, again, David Seymour's put through, which nobody asked for, but it's targeting a certain demographic.
Yes. You know,
like, this isn't conspiracy theories. The guy is an absolute racist. This government's probably the most racist government we've had out. But there's so many people fighting the good fight, educating everyone. You got, you know, if you don't know stuff, that's okay. Go and find out about it. That's what you can do. But so I was explaining what the changes were with that amendment bill. So you've got to get in really early, get on the electoral roll, because you cannot vote on the day. You know,
yeah, exactly.
You can't rock up. And you've got to make sure you can't vote if you're not on the electoral roll. Like, you could do both on the day. And, you know, you couldn't manaaki people. You can't manaaki people anymore. Apparently that's some for, it could be seen as coercion or some type of bribery. That's what David thinks. And it's like, these things go on all day. People are going to be hungry, water, like, you cannot tell me. And that, you know, manaakitanga is very cultural. That's a global thing. It's universal. So he can shoot.
Yeah, and it's that thing, you know, there's always, you know, people always need support. And even if it says, this is where you go to vote,
yes. You
know, but there's certain things you don't do anyway. So, you know, like, in your role, you can tell people, like, this is a form you have to fill out. But everyone knows you don't actually fill the form out for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just, yeah, yeah. Puts a barrier on assisting
the
people.
Volunteering thing of fully support, I've always, I started doing that when I moved back to Wellington, and it was so good for me because it really forces you outside of yourself and to think about how everybody, you're sharing the planet or just your area, like, you know, neighborhood streets with other people, and that other people are going through stuff as well. You know, it's a good way to kind of, well, get out of the self-pity thing if you get stuck in a rut a bit. I really recommend volunteering.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and that's how I met you, because I volunteered to do this.
Oh yeah, see, we would never have met.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Damn. No, yeah, I'm gonna miss you.
Of course you are,
because
I'm awesome.
Yeah, okay then.
I'm magnificent. Anyway, I'm going to... Oh, look, the weather today is beautiful. You know, Te Whanganui Atara, it's like 17 degrees. I think I'm going to reach a high of 18. We still haven't fully transitioned out of spring at least a couple of decades now. Our summer is late, so if we get one, but... We do get, it's warmer out at Paikākāriki, but it's still not full, you know, still slowly transitioning, as I said. Such a beautiful day today. The city's really pretty when it is sunny, eh? And that's why people go, you can't beat Wellie on a good day.
On a good day.
But it doesn't mean that you can come and move here. stay where you are.
She's a mayor of Wellington. The Samoan Mia.
Usually I'll play Christmas song when we do our last show before Christmas. You know, I hate Christmas. I don't care. But I always used to, we play Christmas songs just as a joke. So, but this year I'm a little bit different because it's my last show. Got some new music from Anoni. But we've got Anne Emma Sumac. Amazing singer from the 50s, I think. Anyway, this is Anoni Drone by
I wanna be apple of your eye. So drone bomb me, drone bomb me, blow me from the mountain and into the sea. Blow me from the side of the mountain, blow my head off, explode my crystal guts, lay my purple on the grass. Let me be the first, I'm not so innocent. Let me be the one, the one that you choose from above.
After all,
I'm hardly to blame, so drone bomb me. From mountains and into the sea. Blow me from the mountains and into the sea.
Mountains into the sea.
I'm not so innocent. I blow my head out, explode my crystal guts.
Con amor, con amor. la, il lamento ne vro che va. Un pan è la vanza per amar. Oh, il lamento che llega al corazon.
That was awesome. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Royal Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM with Lani the Magnificent, aka DJ Panda, aka the best in the universe, with Stay at Kuta, aka the Sabo.
I just get like a Stay at Kuta, like.
Stay at school. That was Emma Sumac. She was a Peruvian soprano in the 1950s, one of the most famous proponents of, I hate how they've described this, exotica music. It's quite racist. But she became an international success based on her extreme vocal range, which was said to be like over 4 octaves, Stay at Kuta. Isn't that impressive?
You've got a stunning voice.
But sometimes she could go at 5 octaves at her peak. So amazing. But if a lot of people would know some of her music, is quite popular. I played that tune because I think it was awesome. And before that, we had Anoni from Anthony and the Johnsons, and now they go under the tag Anoni with, that was Drone Bomb Me. And I was just saying to Kuta, Anoni recently was part of, I think it was the Sydney, it's an annual arts festival they have in Sydney. Hopefully I've got that correct and it wasn't in Melbourne. And their project was based on the Great Barrier Reef and how the coral has been dying off due to climate change. So, well, how has climate changed? Well, the oceans, our oceans have become a lot hotter. So the coral can't live in very hot water. It's happening in Samoa as well. There are people who are doing their best fighting out there to kind of try and reverse the damage, stop it for a bit. But Anoni, their project highlighted that, and they did this amazing performance. Oh, yeah, it was in the Sydney Opera House with these huge, massive visuals in the background. And, it's my last show. You're going to have to listen to the album. I can't remember what it's called, but it's out there on, you can use Tidal, use YouTube. I'm not going to recommend Spotify.
Yes, yeah. Well, that is great. It would have been stunning to go and see the visual.
Yeah, there's some really great art festivals over there in Sydney and Melbourne that one day I'd like to go because of the talent that they bring in, international and local as well. Mm. That's like on my bucket list. So Stat Kuta was very generous and bought in breakfast. You know, last show, as you know, we always get some donuts and give our critiques. And because Sixes and Sevens wasn't closed, our usual go-to for donuts,
they moved.
For OTT donuts, they have moved. They were on Taranaki Street. You found Balin.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, which I've heard about. There's a flagship store, I'm not sure if it's still there, in Lambton Quay, and everything is plant-based. So whoa.
there's a little caravan in the corner of Cuba Street and Taranaki Street, just by the, you know, that burger place. And so I was just going to go across to the Foursquare and get a donut that I saw them. And yeah, they were pretty stunning and fresh eggs.
Well, I have to say, I was impressed. You only had two. It felt like you had 12 donuts in that box.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I was like, what are these flavours? And you were like, tiramisu. And berry, obviously I went for tiramisu because I've never had a tiramisu donut. What the hell? It felt like 5 pounds. That's how heavy it. And when I bit into it, I was not expecting this full on, oh my God, rush of like
rich chocolate.
It's coffee,
yeah.
Inside. And there's chocolate on the outside of the body of the donut, covered in thick chocolate. But that coffee, what do you call that? It's not quite cream. It's more like a coffee custard.
Yeah, you know, and it's so filling, and it just, wow.
I felt like I was dead with one bite. And I was like, so I like got to like halfway, I felt, and you've got the second half. Did you have a bite of it? That was full on.
Yeah, it's taking me a bit to get through it.
It's OTT.
It's just so gorgeous. It just, yeah. Just
that is too much. I cannot, too much. I can't even rate it. It was just too much. I'm overwhelmed. I don't think I'm going to eat another donut.
No.
For the rest of my life. That was just.
Oh my God.
I'm still in shock. Diabetic shock. Actually, it wasn't that sweet. I think it was dark chocolate they used on the outside.
It's very dark chocolate.
So it's actually not that sweet. I can't believe that that's all plant-based. And then I tried the berry donut, and the same thing inside. It's like this custard-like texture, and it's just, I think that's why it makes the donut so heavy. You could take someone's eye out with one of these donuts.
It's very satisfying.
But, no. Hey.
Oh. But it's good to start with donuts and then end with a donut.
That was too much for me, too much. Never again, I've sworn off donuts for the rest of my life.
I'm going to eat yours then.
Yeah, I had an old school donut from Margie's Cafe the other day, and that was so scrumptious. But yeah, oh my God, I'm watching it and the custard's all coming out. We should take a picture and throw it up online. Anyway, so that's our last ever donut critique thing. Belen or Belen Bakery, everything is plant-based. So for you vegans, you'll absolutely love that. Vegetarians, do you think, do they have gluten-free stuff? Did you have time to, oh, nah.
I was just looking for donuts. I was just on a mission.
Yeah, but you also bought breakfast, what would they call it, croissants?
It's a breakfast croissant.
And it looked like bacon, but it's, like I said, plant-based.
It's vegan, yeah, vegan bacon.
And I was like, it was really interesting. Again, really Moorish, gigantic. And you know what?
It was so filling though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was heaps of seeds on there, which was fantastic. I was like, oh, this is like healthy old school cafe food.
Corner Cuban,
and massive.
Street.
How much were they though? $20 a piece?
No, less than that.
Oh, okay. $10.
But they were worth it.
Okay.
My friend, you're worth it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's pretty good value, actually. It was under, you know, for four items, it was under $40.
Oh, that's pretty good for the city.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought you got it would have cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, well, I would have given them your arm.
Anyway, so that's our last donut critique. Belen, it's like a food truck. Corner of Cuba and Taranaki Street.
Yep.
So that I didn't know they had a food truck. That's kind of become a thing, eh?
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Friend.
So I haven't seen you. You've been just working. What are your plans for the summer? Jamie hit me up and I saw Taylor as well, because Jamie was the last one and you were the last people I went to when we went to go and Jamie got power for us. And remember.
Oh, yeah, Jamie. I remember thinking, Jamie, I remember Jamie.
Did you fry it up or did I? I can't remember.
You fried it up.
I can't. See,
I just
remember eating
it. We ate everything.
And it was like, there was so much.
Yeah, because we went to Moore Point.
And we got fish and chips to go with it, eh?
Oh,
or
yeah,
chips,
yeah,
hot
exactly.
chips.
And Jamie cooked everything. Oh, you cooked it? Yeah. No, it was yum.
Was it me or? I can't.
You cooked, I think I probably shelled.
Okay, yeah, it was awesome. Well, Jamie said, let's go, because Jamie's down here for summer. He usually goes up north to his fams.
Yeah, true, I'll
and,
be home.
I saw Taylor with power, posing with fresh power.
Oh, really?
On some beach. I was like, oh, and I said, Taylor, you gotta come with us.
Exactly.
And then there's Gayatri's King to go to, because last time I saw, we went, well, it could be, but the last time we went to the beach, we got the big mussels. Those mussels at Scorching Bay.
That's right. That's when we went early in the morning.
And there's power further out.
And there's canoe around there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we went to the hot pools.
What hot pool?
We went to the pool.
Oh, hydro pool. I haven't been there in ages.
Yeah.
Well, I live in Kapiti. There is...
But you go swimming in the beach though, don't you?
Yeah, with the mermaids.
Group. What's your group called?
Mermaids.
The mermaids.
So we had the Christmas fete at Paikakiti. Waikiki Village in the weekend. And I've got a dog puppy that I'm looking for 2 months. She's a real menace. And I took her down there because some of the mermaids were dressed up as gnomes.
Oh,
and
really?
They were walking around ringing bells, singing and talking to people. The outfits were really cool. I took a video.
You're like, not garden gnomes. What kind of gnomes do they have on Christmas?
Well, they could be garden gnomes.
Okay.
But yeah, gnomes. Christmas gnomes. I thought it'd be Christmas owls, but these were Christmas gnomes. Whoever made the outfits was really clever because they looked like they had the shape.
Yeah,
and they're out there, and it was like made out of Hessian cloth and stuff. And I got mobbed by a group of gnomes, and they gave me a group gnome hug.
How cool!
But we had to gap it because Poppy decided she didn't like one person in the village.
And really?
Every time they came past, she was like, and then was also scared. And I thought maybe it was the walking stick this person had, but then when they came to walk down again, the minute she laid eyes on this person, she was like, and I went, that's it, I'm going, guys, bye.
Because
I was whispering to her, Poppy doesn't like, she can't stand them. And you've got to pay attention. If animals and children do not like someone, pay attention.
Yeah.
That's why.
And so you took Poppy home.
Yeah, plenty of little menace. I took her for a walk this morning, dropped her off at her mum's away on holiday for 2 months in Germany. Yep. And she's got people house sitting, so when I need to go somewhere, that's the walk because it's 20-minute or 30-minute walk for me because I'm very fit. It's on the other side of the pike out by the park, but it's house sitters. Just have her there during the day because she's got a bit of backyard to run around in, and then her mum's mate goes and picks her up and drops her off to me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So she had a bit of separation anxiety. You know, the first day I left her home by herself, do you know what? I came back and she had trashed my whole cabin.
You're kidding. No. She bit everything, did she?
Well, she bit. Well, it was funny where she scratched and chewed the blinds by where my desk is, scratched and chewed the inside of the front door, even scratched and chewed this little window where I had Funkos protecting my cabin. And, she, you know, they were all on the ground and then had torn up my bed, and then, oh my god, did you see the present that Alison and Barney got me last year for my birthday? It's like this ornamental LED light tree, and there's probably over 100 little white light bulbs on there, but it's colourful, and it changes every couple of seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
She chewed everything.
Oh my god.
Most of it off.
She's lucky she didn't kill herself, weirdo.
And then I saw that she somehow had opened the bathroom door and slid the toilet door is the sliding door, and she somehow, because she's bloody clever, she's part Huntaway, she's one of those farm work dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
And I could see she had stood on the toilet seat and was seen to see if she could go up the slat window.
Oh, really clever.
And then obviously was like, couldn't get out there, and then went, oh, found my rubbish bag, found everything chewed up, and then I saw like the dish rack and some of the dishes were on the ground, and it looked like she had tried to jump up there to try and get out through that window.
So I'm so engaged in your story, you should write a children's book about...
Well, I've written a children's book, just need to publish it.
Cool.
Well, I wrote it a couple of years ago.
Well, publish this one too.
Oh, you're about Poppy the Menace.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
So has she calmed down now?
Well, I had to swap my work from home day the next day because I was like, this is separation anxiety.
Yeah.
I told her off. I was lecturing her for like half an hour and she was like, why are you being mean to me? Like, she had, like, what have I done?
Exactly.
Went under my bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, get out of there. But, and because she was like really upset with me because I had the audacity to tell her off.
Exactly.
And then I went, okay, I'm not going to tell you off anymore. I know you miss your mum and you're like, what the hell?
Mm.
Who is the Samoan person that you've dumped me with? Where's my mum? And then I'm like, I'm going to tell my mum on you that you left me home by myself. Because I said, oh, can I have her in the deck and have my front door open so she can go in and out? And her mum said, no, she'll jump over. But her mum was shocked when I sent her videos and pictures.
Really?
Yeah, she goes, I think she was just in a hurry to organise things. We didn't really think about it. I think...
It needed to be a bit of a transition.
Yeah, like a week or two she
not
comes.
Not being dumped off.
Yes, poor thing. So what happened? Worked for her home, stayed with her and worked out the plan with her mum's mate. So walk at her, that's her morning walk, la-di-da. And her mum said she didn't like swimming, but I took her mermaiding. Mm. She's gone twice now. Oh, my God, she's in the water the whole time with me.
Like spring.
Remember Ella?
Yep, Ella was a good swimmer.
Yeah, Ella's amazing. But, yeah, Poppy's really good. She loves the water. Well, we've got a phone call coming through. It's Michelle from Kurori. Hello, Michelle from Kurori. Well, I'm live on air with Stay at Kura, doing my final raw fish show ever. Thanks for calling in. What are you guys up to? We're going to have lunch at JJ Murphy's at 11:30. So if you and Uncle Tony aren't doing anything, you want to come down and play some pool, have some lunch with us, come and join us down at JJ Murphy's. Is that where we're going to meet?
That's where we're going to meet.
Yeah, there's only two other people coming because, you know, I'm just very exclusive, you know, really thing about who I spend my time with. But you and Tony are most welcome to come down. Well, you need to go and have a shower. Michelle's still in her dressing gown. Look.
Give us a look. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, sorry. Hi, Squire.
And Tony's here too.
Oh, yeah. So you guys want to you probably have already had breakfast, but come and join us for pool and brunch. Yeah. At JJ Murphy's, 11:30, yeah.
11:30, my friend.
I think our show finishes at 11 and we'll be walking down there. It'll take us half an hour
to get down to Cuba Street. Exactly, it's only about 5 minutes away.
how wonderful. I was just calling to say happy holidays to you and all.
Yeah.
Just seeing how you were for the end of 2025. But you're on radio, you're live.
Yeah.
And now, so are you.
Yeah, so are you. But we're going to call you back later. Thank you for checking in. And yes, holidays. Nah. I've been forced to take a 2-week holiday over Christmas. I've never had 2 weeks off.
Oh, you've got all this leave accrued, have you?
Well, apparently I need to have a rest because I've had a full on year. And I'm not very happy about that. And they were singing in the office, you know, Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child.
Yep.
Well, instead of singing Bills, 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 they were like going, you have to take some leave, you got to take some. And I was like, shut up. If you stop singing, and I went into iPayroll and put my leave request in. And I was like, stop singing now.
Oh, what cool people looking after you like that.
Doubt it.
You're so appreciative.
It's like, mind your own biz. If I want to work through Christmas, which I've done so for years.
Yeah, if I want to work my butt off.
Yeah.
I will.
How dare they?
Because I know
how
best.
How dare they think about my mental and physical health? Yeah.
It's good. It's good that they're thinking about your well-being.
How dare they? Hold up. I'm going to call you back soon, Mish, because I don't know what I've lost my spot. Oh. We're going to play a song, eh? Actually, stay on the line, caller. We're going to play a tune. What's our next tune? It's Infinity Song with Metamorphosis, and they're playing in Auckland in January, and I'm bloody going.
Are they just going to Auckland?
Yeah, I'm going. I already bought my ticket. Like, you're listening to The Raw Fish Show, Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Answer to a single question. I don't say my opinions too loud. I'm always second guessing. I can't take many chances. I just stick to what I'm best at. My personality, it lends to bad first impressions. Thank you.
have the confidence. You couldn't see your way through it. But look at all the things you did. Look at your metamorphosis. Finally, you found a gift. And now you're on a rocket ship. You're standing there on that stage. All because you had the faith. You're basking in the light of day. Oh, there's a measure on your brain. A thousand degrees you sway.
Whakarongo koe Welcome to the show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
The silence.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that was Willow with The Fear Is Not Real. I forgot the title of the album that came out last year. And before that, it was we had Infinity Song with Metamorphosis. Now, they're a four-piece band, two brothers, two sisters, black band that hail from Detroit, but they are based in New York. They're described as soft rock quite a lot, I noticed online. I think they're a bit more than that. It doesn't really capture the depth of their songwriting, especially for quite young people.
But you're going, what made you decide to go and, you know, see the show?
Oh, I've been listening to them for a couple of years now. I think they're amazing. Like, the compositions, like, I mean, they're still young. They're still, I reckon, they're good stuff still yet to come. One of their songs called Haters Anthem, and you can, I think we've played it on the show a couple of times before. Mm-hmm. Haters Anthem obviously is going to resonate with me. Went viral because it was on TikTok, but I saw it on Reels online on other platforms because I'm not on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, wow, that's really different. They're young black musicians, folky kind of, like, contemporary. And I went, oh, awesome, you know, slightly indie and amazing harmonies. As you would expect, because they've all grown up with each other and their sibs, you know, there's that. I love family music groups because there's just that. They have that extra thing, and that's from because they all know each other so well, and, you know, they're with each other 24/7. Me and my siblings probably kill each other if that happened. I am looking forward to them coming to They are coming to Auckland because they're on tour around the world at the moment. There's quite a few musicians that are on tour that I'd love to see around the world. And I just go and harass them on Instagram and go, and New Zealand, hoping. So when I saw that on Instagram they were coming to New Zealand, I booked my ticket straight away. I thought about you, but I just booked one ticket. And I was so excited. And I'm going to fly up on the day and then fly back and go straight to work.
So what date are they playing then?
Wednesday, January the 28th, 7 o'clock yep. at the Tuning Fork, which is in the Spark Arena. But
yep.
I've never been there. Apparently it's a good place for gigs. And I'm going to go and say it at the Auckland Parnell Rose Hotel.
Yeah.
Me and Creek took me on an awesome birthday trip, and Sean joined us as well several years ago, where Creek booked that hotel and there's a pool there. And it's like 15-minute, 20-minute walk to
exactly.
the
it's really close.
To the thing. But, you know, if I want to Uber, I will if I'm too lazy. And there's some good restaurants there as well.
That's right.
So
very cool.
That's me sorted. And my friend Molly, who lives in Auckland, she was like, oh my God, are they coming? And I went, yes. I was like, you need to buy the ticket. I already bought my ticket. I don't know, I'll meet you there. And so she's like, oh my God, well, you get to listen to all the albums, learn all the songs about it. I went, yeah, okay.
It's going to be a great trip.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Chapel Roan is playing too in that big festival. But the thing is, it's a couple hundred dollars for a ticket. And there was only Chapel Roan and Wet Leg that I wanted to see. The rest of it was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully she comes back. Because we live in an awesome country.
Yeah, I mean, I always reckon, like, I mean, I haven't been to WOMAD for a while, but WOMAD's always good value.
Yeah.
For a couple of hundred bucks and you get, you know.
It's amazing. You've got these
to see someone
amazing,
really like.
International, gifted artists. That is really worth it, what you pay at WOMAD, because it's high quality.
Yep.
What we were talking, you told me I had to talk about something.
Best of?
What's the best of?
Your show.
What do you mean?
Well, highlights of your show?
Well, oh, you mean over the years?
Yeah, you've only got about, 15 minutes.
What? No, I think now you've said something else which I don't understand. Did you just tell me how much of the show we've got left? I'm not worried about that. But think about the highlights. Oh, we've got
so many, though, eh?
Yeah, but I can't. I mean, I really do. I really appreciated that our most recent hosts. Thank you to everyone who guested on the show, came as guest speakers, and our guest hosts. You know, I still miss Octavius heaps, and I dedicated the last show to him. My friend Rose, who passed recently, Rage Lord, and Shelley Howard and Vic Biddle, because you know there's a really strong queer element. Well, it's called To Bananas, and to our show we're very staunch. But I really loved the kind of dynamic I had with Octavius, and then we're really lucky to have Ange Federico and Larko join us. They were our most recent hosts, and it was cool because me and Ange have known each other. Like, I'm a little bit older than Ange, but I've known her since she was quite a young student at uni, very staunch. And just, again, that camaraderie that I have with Ange, Larko was hilarious too. But also, I love that Larko. Remember, Larko was playing their rocks.
That's right, they were. Hey.
Yeah, that
and
was awesome.
Their ko'o'o as well.
Yeah, and we got to play some of Larko's original compositions. I've enjoyed having everyone on here. It was really good fun, and really appreciated the support of the Quartered Bananas posse. Always been very welcoming, supportive to the max, and just always friendly. Yeah, it was like a home. It really is like home and family here. Yeah, I just felt really safe and protected. So I'm gonna miss that. But I just thought, oh, I need to stop. I've been doing it for a while. What's my next creative outlet? I think I've got undiagnosed ADHD, so I'll be focused on something for however long, and then I'll just go to the next thing because I get real bored easily. So sometimes I have to do like 6-8 things at the same time.
Exactly. Just like normal people. I'm going to miss, because, you know, you always bring like a whole different music to the show. Every week it's like, I haven't heard of this. You miss your sort of, you know, connection with music. Yes. And also, with the guests you brought them, they've been amazing.
Yeah, we've had really amazing people and what they do for their work, and just really, really good people. So, you know, even though it's like a bit shit house out there, we're still really lucky in Aotearoa, like, even though it might feel like, but man, like, we can talk on the radio as queer people. Like, you know, freedoms, everyone else. Yes, they've done the puberty, they've stopped puberty blockers thing, but it's temporary. Things always shift and turn around, you know? The protest. When's that protest? At Parliament? I can't remember.
Oh, I'm not sure either, my friend.
Yeah, but I want to play, because, you know, music, I absolutely love music, thanks to my mum and my absent dad. no comment. But I love retro, so we're gonna play a tune. Hopefully we've got time to say goodbye after it. But this is the late Olivia Newton-John with A Little More Love. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quartered Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. I know. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show on the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that was the late and amazing Olivia Newton-John with A Little More Love. And that goes out to my lovely sister, my friend Raiden up in South Auckland. She won't be listening. I don't actually know what Raiden's doing. I need to catch up with her. Actually, Raiden, that's a Mortal Kombat character. And anyway, this is our just a last goodbye before I go off air. Who knows what I'm going to be doing next. Any last words, Kira? Any other nice things you're going to say about how wonderful I am and how much you're going to miss me and how cool I am and that no one's got, you know, it's ticking's not going to be the same for you now?
I don't need to say it because you've said it. And actually, it's going to choke me to say it, but it's all true. But you just said about yourself, my friend. I'm going to miss you. But Boney M, we're going to Boney M.
Yeah, we're going to Boney M. That was the first 45 I ever got. I was under 5 years old. My mum took me to Chelsea Records, that was in Manners Mall, and bought me the 45 of Rivers of Babylon. And Boney M are coming. This is their final tour, so they're coming to Wellington, and me and Kura are going, and we're going to be dancing with all the old people. And so we're going to go out with a Christmas song, because I hate Christmas. It was Feliz Navidad. Boney M, have a great Sunday, whatever you guys are doing, and remember to stay tuned every Sunday, Quarter Bananas, folks. Live on Air Wellington Access Radio every Sunday, 10 to 11. This is my final goodbye. Lani the Magnificent, DJ Panda, and stay at Kuda.
Stop there.
The program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.